just believe that we all have the agenda of the day. Looking into the agenda, you can see that we are behind time. Meaning that we need to focus. Because today is our last day of meeting this year. Meaning we need to come out here having a program. The program which is going to guide us as the sixth parliament. Gender-based violence is a serious threat to all of us. As women of South Africa, I think we need to join hands and agree on the approach that we're going to take. To say enough is enough. I also believe that it can't be correct to say it's only women that need to make sure that we deal with this sketch of gender-based violence. We also need to include our male partners, or we need to include real men or real fathers. By real men or real fathers, I'm talking about men who still have their conscience, who still treat us as their ladies or mothers. Honorable members, while dealing to this, we also need to change our attitude as women. We also need to change the way we communicate to one another. The way we used to do things, looking down to other members. When we say that we need to stand together, I think we need to do it at all costs. Meaning that we need to leave this thing of party thing aside when we want to deal with these issues. When we're here, we must take into consideration that we are all women. Whether we are from any political party, whether the ANC, the EFF, the DA, you may call it, but coming into this house in order to face the challenges that are there already, facing us as women and children, we need to retreat to some of the conduct or the behaviors. We also need to leave our profession or our titles, because sometimes those titles or the profession that we have are the ones that makes us to look down to other women. We need to make sure that we deal with the trauma which is affecting the whole country. As we're sitting here today, another lady has been killed. Precious Ramabulana from Njelele in Limpopo province. It is said that she has been stabbed 52 times. You can see that when we sit, we gathered here, really it needs all of us. It needs us as women to be serious about ourselves first in order to deal with the challenges that we are facing. Can we all rise and observe a moment of silence in remembering all the women and girls that has been raped and killed? May their souls rest in peace. Thank you. Honorable members, we have an agenda. The agenda is reads like this: opening and welcoming. I think I've already done that. Secondly is the apologies. Can we get the apologies, Secretary?
Good morning, members. We received 18 apologies from members Majodina, Sasulu, Mosheha, Ngubendaba, Mutambi, Bibi, Ms. Maleka, Ms. Trapa, Ms. Fisser, Ms. Briet, Ms. Jordan, Ms. Modise, Ms. Mafu, Ms. Shikunga, Ms. Mkize, Ms. Shirwa, Ms. Lodlo, and Ms. Ntlomelang.
Your name has been read there. Okay. I didn't understand when you were saying I'm here. Okay. Meaning it's 17 members. We received 17 apologies. Members, do we agree upon the apologies that we received? Okay. Let's proceed. The following item is the overview by the content advisor. I think the content advisor, even the previous meeting, she did give the overview, meaning today she may highlight here and there in order to be in time, because we must make sure that before we leave this hall, we do have the program that we are going to say, this is the program that we are going to run with it as the City Parliament. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. I'm going to be speaking to this document, the one that is entitled Summary of Input, the short one. This document summarizes the inputs that have been received from the members in relation to the focus areas as requested by the steering committee. Just a bit of a background, the steering committee had identified certain areas to be implemented as focus areas for the sixth parliament. The areas that were identified is gender-based violence and femicide, the strengthening of the national gender missionary, gender-responsive planning and budgeting, sanitary dignity, women and health, women in politics, decriminalization of sex work, as well as building relations with stakeholders. In response to the request by the steering members to the members, we have received, as of this morning, 11 inputs from the members of the Multipart Women's Caucus. The majority of the inputs that we have received from the members are actually in support of the suggested focus areas, as they are just additions aimed at enhancing the already mentioned activities. But in addition to that, we have also received 3 inputs from members who were against the decriminalization of sex work as a focus area. 2 of those inputs were of the opinion that it should not be the focus area, while the other one was suggesting that it rather be referred to the pieces on SAPS as well, and or PC on justice and correctional services. The members' inputs also include additional focus areas that they think the Multipart Women's Caucus must focus on. The first one, there are members who believe that the Multipart Women's Caucus should also focus on LGBTQI plus persons. There is also a suggestion that the Multipart Women's Caucus must focus on programs aimed at reducing the burden of reproductive work, focus on environmental issues, focus to be on social health cohesion and national building. There are also members who believe that the Multipart Women's Caucus must focus on economic empowerment of women. Another one is to include programs aimed at ensuring equal pay and recognition of unpaid work. And there is also a suggestion that the Multipart Women's Caucus must focus on the plight of domestic workers and farm workers. We have also received inputs from members that suggesting that these focus areas need to be reviewed annually in order to track progress and or to ensure irrelevance. There is also one suggestion that the multiple women's caucus should rather focus on fewer areas instead of V8. And then the mentioned three areas are gender-based violence and femicide, decriminalization of sex work and statutory dignity. Let me end the chair.
Oh, thank you very much, Themba Kazi. I think the focus areas are from us as members. We are the ones who made this input. For now, for us to do now is to agree upon the approach. She stated three, if not four, different things on how the multi-party should consider these focus areas. Can we have members? Do we have something before? Okay.
Chair, I've made a submission for a focus area to include, and it's not been mentioned by the content advisor, for the link between pornography and gender-based violence. And the ban or regulation of pornography. And it's not included in this.
Thank you very much for that input. I heard the content advisor saying she did receive some input, whether it's this morning or yesterday. Is the input this morning? Is it one of the input that she's talking about? No, thanks. I think it's there. It will be attended to. Honorable Maluleke, 1, 2, 3, then 4.
Thank you, Chairperson. I fully agree with Honorable Member who's talking about the pornography. But I think we can edit on the gender-based violence because it's one of the things that make this thing to be right. And it also makes our children to be... So we can add it on the gender-based violence. We can include it there.
Okay. I said from Honorable Maluleke, then she will follow, then she follows, then number, the last one will be Honorable Semenya. Oh, sorry. You'll be the last one. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Nancy Shwai. I want to make a proposal on the basis that you're asking us about what could be the approach to deal with the committee and other areas of focus. Why I want to make the proposal is because I have made a submission. It doesn't appear here. And I agree why it does not appear. Because my submission is a narrative to detail the definition of gender-based violence and femicide, which by virtue of that, we need a workshop so that we are able to unpack what is our understanding. Because the issue of gender-based violence has got causes, the origins where it comes from. Because once you deal with these particular issues, you are leaving the originality of why we talk about gender-based violence. I think my submission was really speaking on the causes. I do want us to have a workshop, but additional to that, Chair, I'm worried that our meeting is given an hour. I think we need to impress on your leadership to say, please meet with the programming committee and the chief whip's office. You see, one of the issues is that women issues are always at the tail of the end in the processes. That press impressed, let this committee to have a full support of parliament. Let this committee to be given the power that it deserves. It should be given the time that all committees are being given. This is not a subcommittee. It's a cry. It's a cry to the nation that we are tasked to really address the issues that are affecting our girls and ourselves. So it is my appeal, Chair, on the last one. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Matapelo Siwisa from EFF. Chair, I don't know. I'm also checking here with my colleague, Unanle Tichiro. We made an input and it's not here, especially pertaining monitoring of cases, and that's one of the inputs that we made, and I know she submitted on time. So because we'll come up with this beautiful program of workshops, educating. I love the defense, the self-defense part of it. But you'd find that the woman is going to be raped and then the case doesn't actually go forward. And if we can include that, you'll find that there's a particular policeman that's dealing with these cases, and all of this person's cases are actually failing to see the day of light. So that's one of the suggestions that we submitted, and she says that she submitted. So I don't know. Maybe it's somewhere there in another language, because on number 5, it says one of the suggested focus area is building a relationship with stakeholders to engage with Chapter 9 institutions. I don't know if it's appearing there or what. But we'll teach women how to defend themselves. We'll tell them to go and report cases. But you'd find that actually the cases are not being taken care of, because certain particular people are not actually doing what they are supposed to do in our police stations. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I wish to also appreciate the opportunity to have this meeting and be able to engage. I think my first take, Chair, would be really to agree with Comrade Nancy Sly. My name is Nokolo. My surname is Abraham. I used to be Abraham Dandiso, but my husband left me, so I'm no longer Abraham Dandiso. Okay, I'm Nokolo Abraham. Comrades, I want to agree first and foremost with Comrade Winans, because really the issues of women need women to stand up and fight for them. I think in all the institutions, for instance, in legislatures, in municipalities, the women caucus remains the caucus, and I think the concept caucus makes it sound casual. But I think it really depends on us to fight for our space. Thanks for that, Comrade Nancy. Secondly, Chair, my view is that women's issues, as I've just said, need women. However, there are issues that are relevant to different departments. So what it means is that we identify those issues, but we take them up as women with those departments. We don't leave them to the portfolio committees. Well, portfolio committees are busy with other things. Your justice, for example, should be our strategic partner as women, so that we look at cases of not only gender-based violence, but also maintenance and other issues. the types of marriages that women get into, especially rural women. But the various areas that the focus areas can be summarized into four focus areas, where, for example, we have women and security as one focus area. That focus area will look at the issues that have been raised by the EFF member. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name. Oh, Honorable Matapelo. That focus area will include what she has raised about gender justice, gender-based violence, decriminalization of sex work, for example. But there is another focus area which would look at women and economy. And even there, you talk to issues of gender responsive planning and budgeting. These are issues that have been raised in the initial paper, but we can package them in these four broad areas, but make sure that we capture, for example, the issue of disabilities should be one item that is also listed and taken care of by the women's caucus, I think under women in economy. And there's also the issue of women in politics, where we look at issues of legislation and a gender-sensitive parliament, as we have outlined in the focus areas that are here. And the fourth would be health and education, which would look at issues of taking care of women's health the way women need to be, and that would also include the issues of sanitary towels and so on. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Zeminya.
Chair, I've been covered by Honorable Abram in terms of the clustering this issue, because all of them, they are important, and if we can look at, because when you deal with security of women, all issues that that must that those issues that deal with security, all of them must be under women in security, women in politics, and so forth. So so I'm covered, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I think the fifth hand was that one, then the last.
Thank you, Chair. Partly covered by one honourable member, not sure which one, but I would like to say that every focus area does include women and children with disabilities. So if we can just include a line that we don't forget and isolate disability, but include it in all the focus areas. So, for example, gender-based violence include women with disabilities and children with disabilities, because that also affects them. Women in health include women and children with disabilities. So just a line to accommodate disability within all the focus areas, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And the last one.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to firstly agree with my colleague over here that I think pornography should be something...
Can you start with your name, please?
Oh, sorry, I'm Nazli Sharif. Just to agree with my colleague about pornography and the link it has to gender-based violence and femicide, I think it would be a good idea for the multi-party women's caucus to at least explore the debate and then come up with a position, not necessarily just take a position offhand, but actually explore and do some research and maybe have some form of stakeholder engagement to sort of understand what the feeling is. In terms of the decriminalization of sex work, because we've had, you know, majority members agree to it, but there are also members who don't necessarily want to agree to it, I would like to propose, Chair, that in terms of our last building relations with stakeholders, maybe it would be a good idea for the multi-party women's caucus to have a stakeholder engagement with sex workers, with NGOs that are for, but also most importantly with those that are against, so that the multi-party women's caucus has a fair understanding of both sides of the argument, and then we can come together and then make a decision based on that. And I think it's important to engage sex workers so that we know what they're feeling and where they're at before we make any decisions going forward. But I also want to agree that perhaps we should look at shrinking the focus areas and making it smaller and not so many focus areas, so we have more time to look at different things. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sharon. Honorable members, it's like we are agreeing on the focus areas that we need to look at. The only thing that we need to come up with, I think, is a proposal that has been made by Honorable Abrams. She said, why can't we come with four focus areas? Under the four focus areas, that's where we are going to put the activities that we're talking about. The content advisor was telling me that, like the issue that the Honorable Member Matapelo raised, she indicated to me that it's an activity, it's not a focus area, meaning that it can fall under that women and security, but we tabulate it, that we want to see cases being followed up to the latter. So it's up to this caucus to say, we are agreeing with the four focus areas. And under the four focus areas, if there is something that we feel it hasn't been mentioned when she was bringing in the issues that she had, then we need to add under those. The four focus areas was women and security. Then under women and security, I don't know if there's something that I will left out, then you will add. She mentioned gender-based violence, decriminalization, women at workplace, farm workers, stakeholders engagement, protecting of LGBTQ. So, come again. Oh, all right. She will educate us, since we said we also need the workshop. It is real that we really need a workshop. Yes, in order to be at par with everything here. Meaning that the issue raised by Honorable Matapelo will fall under that one. So we can insert it there to say we want to see all the cases to be followed up. Then number two, let's say it's women in politics. Under women in politics, we capacitate women members in politics. Legislation passed by parliament on legislated quotas. Gender-sensitive parliament, strengthening gender machinery. If there is something that we feel it needs to be added up there, we have to. If there is something that we need to add up there, but we take it as our focus area number two. Then we go to the focus area number three, that will be women in health and education. Then we're going to speak about the sanitary dignity project, and then educate rural women on health issues. So if there is another thing that we need to add there, we need to do so. Then we go to the last one, which is the fourth one for now. It's women and economy. Under women and economy, there is gender responsive planning and budgeting. Equal work and equal pay or equal salary. Then women empowerment. So if there is something that we feel as this caucus has been left out, we need to add it there.
Thank you. Oh, that we need to add, okay, yes. D, disability on each and every community. I think we agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I just want to speak on women and security. I want to add on that. Oh, my name is Miriam Matozira. I want to speak on women and security. I want to add on that. There was one colleague who spoke of monitoring of cases. My understanding or thinking is that can we just add monitoring of cases under women and security? Thank you.
Honorable Ramando, can you come again?
I said we have agreed that we have four focus areas, and then under those ones, we can add other things that are not there. So there was somebody who raised an issue of monitoring of cases. So I'm suggesting that we take that one of monitoring of cases, and it must fall under women and security. Because it's important that we monitor those cases, we must know. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Didi Malolo-Kwase from the ANC. I only want to add under women in health and education, I think we must include the issue of HIV and AIDS and teenage pregnancy.
We are agreeing, eh? Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Under health, can we also add the issues of cancer generally for women?
They are saying we must say it's communicable diseases. Thank you. Father Mervin?
Sorry, while we're on the issue of health, I think I'm not sure if we address the issue of mental health issues for women, especially depression.
Mental health, ne?
Because I think that is also a very big issue currently.
Thank you very much. Mental health included for women? Yes, the two of you at the back, then.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think on the issue of women and security, we should say it's gender-based violence and femicide. And in terms of the activities, Chair, I think I'm not quite sure, Honorable Lisa, if we as a country finalized the plan, the national plan of action against violence, because we don't have it as a country. So I think this is one of the things that we must follow it up as a multi-party. And on the issue of one of the activities, I think that we should do as part of our oversight is visiting your Tutuzela centers just to see how victims are assisted in those Tutuzela centers.
Are you there?
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Okay, thank you. You may follow.
Okay. My name is Anna Gela from African National Congress. Chair, I'm almost covered on the issues that I want to raise, but also to say on health issues, we must also add the communicable and non-communicable disease as a package, instead of isolating or saying cancer, saying HIV, because we know that we've got a lot of issues as women. The other issue that I want to agree with you, Chair, and with the Honorable Adams, is that we agree with four focus area as women. And then we'll also put other issues, as it was proposed by Honorable Adams, that instead of having 8, let's have 4, and then we'll also work on it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Who follow? Oh, yourself.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to reiterate what my colleague has said in terms of putting pornography and the harmful effects and the definite linkage between that and gender-based violence under gender-based violence, but that it not be drowned out, because I think we need to realize that there is a very definite link, and especially as women, we cannot overlook it. So I know that for many people it is an area where the freedom of the individual it impedes upon, but I want to really implore the women within this room to really know the harmful effects that pornography has and the link that it has. And I will just use this as an example. Ted Bundy, in his interview, his final interview, said that the harmful effects that pornography had on him personally and the effect that it had in terms of the deeds that he has done cannot be undermined. We should not let it go. I know that many women here, in terms of freedom and liberty and all of it that goes with it, would be very squirmish to impede upon that. But there is a definite link between pornography and gender-based violence, and it has been proven in the acts that has also been perpetrated in the last couple of months. So I want to reiterate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Or if you, 1, 2, 3. Oh, you'll be the last one.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. For those who just came in, my name is Nazli Sharif. Chair, I would like to add on women in politics, maybe looking at some sort of assistance when it comes to pregnant MPs, because, Chair, if I'm honest, as a young woman who has no children, I'm scared to fall pregnant as an MP because I don't know what I'll do living between two cities, Joburg, Cape Town, and I think maybe some sort of assistance coming from the Multi-Party Women's Caucus would be great, maybe like a care center or something of the sort, but maybe we can think about it and expand on it a little bit. And secondly, I'd like to add on women in health.
How are you framing it?
I think I just need to think of the words, the proper words, but some sort of assistance to expected mothers or MPs who are expecting to have kids, because let me tell you, ladies, Mina, I'm scared to have a child now. I don't know what I'll do with my child if I fall pregnant. And then, Chair, in terms of women in health, I'll give it to you. Chair, wouldn't it be revolutionary if one of those days I can be breastfeeding my child while speaking at the podium? That would be so revolutionary, but I do think we're very conservative as a nation. But we will get there with this Multi-Party Women's Caucus, we will get there. And then in Women in Health, Chair, I would like to add access to safe abortions, especially in rural areas. I know that there are many government hospitals that have access for people living in the cities, but not necessarily living in the rural or outskirts of the cities. So I'd like to add access to safe abortions in health. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Oh, Honorable Nancy.
Thank you, Chair. Just to elaborate again on the issue of the gender-based violence and femicide. I think all these focus areas that we're talking about emanate from that broad view of gender-based violence. I would really request that we must not forget the issue of the family institution socialization as a cause. We must not undermine that institution as a cause, because the issue is the upbringing of this boy, the upbringing of this man, what happened. And the second issue is the parental weaknesses that we have.
that there's a very clear parental dysfunctionality within the society, within us. So I'm raising this under the causes of gender-based violence, because we need to move from the premise that we identify with detail what happened. What happened? How was he brought up? Because he was not born from hospital as a perpetrator, as a killer. What happened? So that we are able to have linkages in all these focus areas that you are raising. I feel that it's important that we get to that so that we move from a premise of known. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to the women in the house. Chairperson, I think I am Thokozile Malinga from the African National Congress. I think the latter speaker has spoken on my point that we deliberated that we should also include the issue of raising boys. I think it was Mama Dunjwa who raised it. Chairperson, I am not against the focus areas, but I don't see where justice comes in here. Because a woman gets a protection order but still gets the GBV thing, I don't think it's enough. Okay, I heard Honorable Cheke saying we should also add femicide. But justice, where do we feature justice? That when your case is in the court, that they will see to it that the perpetrator gets the maximum sentence. There was an issue, because also women rape. There was an issue that there was a woman who was teaching young boys pornography and everything, and she got bail, and we are quiet as women because she's a woman. It's still perpetration as far as I'm concerned. So my issue will be based on that, Honorable Chair. But other than that, I'm fine.
Thank you very much. I think number one is women and security. Can we clarify the security part of it? Is it justice not falling under that one? We need to add or what? Security and justice. Thank you. Who follows? Oh, yourself. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. And women and security, I think it should also mention cyber security, because our youth and our children are very actively involved in social media, and the crimes that are in social media also affect them. So I think our generation and the rural women, sometimes we ourselves don't know, we don't know how to give children protection while they're on social media. And I think we ourselves need to know about that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Abrams, then Van der Merwe. Who's the last one? You after? Okay. It's fine. It's fine. 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, then 4.
Okay, thanks so much. Chair, I'm covered by the Okay. Women in security, I'm covered if the caucus says we should add justice, because I was going to say maybe to cover the areas that we want to monitor, we must add under that focus area gender justice. You know, however, we could, maybe after we have identified that broad focus area as security and justice, maybe just add monitoring as was raised. And then on decriminalization, let's not leave it like that. Let's be specific on sex work. And I'm sorry, Chair, because in some cases you'll find that we don't necessarily agree on other things, but we have to be accommodative of all the strata of women. Because I'm happy because then we will also add the issues of maintenance and so on when we say it's justice. And when we talk women at the workplace, we should be specific, just like we are now adding disability factors. Now we should also add the youth factor, so that the reproductive strength of women at the workplace is given attention, like you were raising, that because you are women, you must not be disadvantaged because you are still going to give birth. We must look at making the environment in the workplace friendly for women. When it comes to farm workers, I think, Chair, let us add domestic, let us say farm and domestic workers, so that we cover a broad area. And then under women in health and education, I think comrades have added, I take it all comrades here, comrades have added enough. I'm happy that we have added cancer, because cancer is a killer disease that is not taken, as well as mental health. Because mental health addresses what Nancy raised about the condition of the men in the post office. And then I think we should also add reproductive health, because there's quite a few things that we can talk to under the reproductive health. Finally, Chair, under women and economy, we should talk to issues of poverty and unemployment, specifically on women. Thanks, Chair. I think, Chair, as we move for the adoption, we also have an understanding that flowing from the focus areas will be the program that has been raised by Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think one of the things that we need to add on the on the women in politics, I think this thing of women parliament should focus on it, and it should start at the provincial, at the district level, towards national. We shouldn't just have haphazard women's parliament. We must have a women's parliament that actually assists us to monitor or to work with us on these issues that we identify, and so it should then start at the district level, and then go to legislatures, and then comes to national parliament. It shouldn't just be, and it must be a coherent thing. It shouldn't be isolated because you are unable to track decisions that are taken by women parliament. The second issue, Chair, I wanted to add is on the women in health. I think maybe one of the things that we must emphasize is on awareness, because dealing with cancer, most of us, we don't know what type of disease is that. We should actually adopt the calendar year as approved as South African agenda calendar on health thematic issues, focus areas. Like January, they focus on something, February on something, and we should then be able to come up with the specific program as Parliament, speaking on those issues, looking on gender issues that affect women. Because it's inclusive of gender, they've got the focus area on teenage pregnancies, awareness campaign in terms of somebody raised the issue of safe abortion,
They are there in that country. If we can just say we adopt it as a multi-party and we come up with programs that deal with that, inclusive of this mental health, because it's a very critical thing. We should not escape our minds. The yeah, I think those are the issues that I said. And then the issue of domestic workers. I think one of the activities that should go there on farm workers and domestic workers is the implementation of minimum wage, so that we maybe awareness of that to those women, because some of them they don't know what does it mean when we, because you will then have others that are being determined by various ministers. Because some of the people think that immediately if there is minimum wage, therefore it's sealed, means everybody must implement that. But the law itself says that in other areas, an individual can be assessed, and then there is the ministerial determination around that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much.
I'm number three.
Okay. That will be the last hand, eh? Huh? Oh, there is this. Okay. I've forgotten about it. Can I have three hands, please? Because it's like now we're talking about the activities.
Mm.
These are the activities, truly speaking. Unless if somebody will say, I'm having a focus area that I think it's not there. Because these activities, we're still going to deal with them.
Chair.
It's like when somebody brings in something, then it reminds me of some of the things that I have to talk about. Meanwhile, it falls under four of the focus areas that we're talking about now. Honorable Fandamere.
Chairperson, now you are right, but I think it's good that we brainstorm ideas, because it will help our work going forward. I wanted to add what... I'm Liesel van der Merwe, for those who don't know, from the Inkatha Freedom Party. I wanted to say to Natalie, to Honourable Natalie Sharif, that in fact the issue of daycare here at Parliament, Chairperson, is an issue that's been a long-standing issue. And in fact, I remember when the new Speaker of Parliament came in and she addressed us in the Women's Parliament. She did actually say that it will be one of her projects that she will be taking up, is to ensure that there's a daycare centre or a creche here at Parliament. So I think it's simply for us to make sure that it actually happens. On the issue of the decriminalisation of sex workers, I understand that for some people it's not something that sits comfortably with them, but I think we must remember that it's not only about the sex worker, but there's also children involved. I was recently... a sex worker came here to Parliament. She attended one of the committees and she said to me, it's not only about her rights, but it's also about the rights of her children. So we must remember that it's more than just one individual. And on the gender-based violence, Grace said we must visit to Duzela care centres. I would like us to champion the issue of shelters in South Africa. The Gender Commission recently published a report on the state of shelters. Now, the issue with shelters is, as we are sitting here, many shelters are closing because they've either lost funding or they simply cannot look after the intake of people that they should look after. And so one would then make the argument, if we're trying to fight gender-based violence and trying to win this war, surely we can't have shelters closing down, because that is, counterproductive. On the issue of the plan, the national plan that Ms. Tseke spoke about, during the joint sitting, President Ramaphosa's joint sitting, there was a lot of talk from members of parliament from all parties where we said that maybe we should look at lobbying parliament for a standalone ad hoc committee to oversight that plan. Because you see, my problem will become if we ask the women in the presidency or social development, the issue of gender-based violence becomes so fragmented across the various departments that I'm not even sure that it will get the required attention. So maybe it's something that we as a women's caucus can lobby for and say that, we think it deserves its own standalone committee to oversight that plan. Otherwise, my fear is after 5 years, because of the fragmentation already, if you look at the joint meeting we tried to have, you know, between the various departments, because they're unable to work together, they couldn't even get the requisite documents together. So that doesn't bode well for the parliament, for the plan actually being a success. I'm glad we spoke about the issue of including maintenance under justice. I think that's very important. And then another activity under gender-based violence, which is my final contribution. I often find that women don't have the know-how, the education on which call centers to phone, how to approach an affidavit when they go to a police station, or even just what should be done. You know, I'm a victim of abuse. Where do I get help? And so I would also like us to invest some time and some resources in thinking about how do we educate women in terms of their rights and recourse when they're affected by gender-based violence. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable Member, may first.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want also to apologize for coming late. I was coming with Sijik, but I don't know what happened because I didn't check. I thought that is her first time. Sorry, Chair. Yes, but my input on this one, Chairperson, I'm hearing you. There's on page 2, the input number 1. Number 3, I see... there we have written vulnerability and support mechanism for women learners in schools and tertiary institutions. I think I agree with that one. It does that maybe I didn't see it. But I wanted us to, even if we put it like that, so that we know exactly where we focus. Number three, input number one. Yes. If we put it, page 2, yes, page 2. This one. Yes. Okay. It talks about vulnerability and support mechanism. I agree with it, but if maybe we're going to put it in a way of saying focus on women in learning institutions and specify exactly that we have to start from the primary school. We have to specify there that we start from primary school, high school, and also the university level. That we don't have to, so that we are able to help soldiers in those different levels. Because if we don't have soldiers, we will talk about it at a higher level, and we find that we only respond to the issues when they come without having soldiers. Soldiers there. And on the issue of the courts, Chair,
page is that one?
That one, we just spoke about it now on justice. Remember, yeah, it's page 5 where we have written women in health, safety and security, and then we say we will include focus on GB, something like that. I think that one, that focus area, it should come out alone, the issue of the security and, yes, we should, that one, there's a serious problem in terms of the issues of the courts on that security cluster. So
it we take justice
it
out.
Should, no, it should be a standalone. You see, here we said women, women's health, comma, safety and security.
Can I address the House, please? Honorable members, we are saying we are dealing with four focus areas. But getting into the activities that I was talking about, it will be a problem. If there is something that one feels that it needs to be corrected, I think one should do that and meet with the secretary in order to correct whatever is there.
Okay.
When we come in our next meeting, then we'll look into that. But for now, let's focus on the four focus areas that we identified and put whatever we are saying it's not there. But dealing with the issues themselves or the activities themselves, we can't change them right now.
No.
Please.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Please.
I said I apologize because I came
the
late.
The issue
so
of
maybe
arriving after
it.
Other
Thank
people... Delaying. Thanks.
that we need to round up our meeting in.
Thank.
By half past we should be leaving. Yeah, and we can't leave without adopting the program that is going to guide us. Please.
Thank you, Chair. It's me here.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just going to add that in all, and I think it will fall under women, health and education. We must not forget the boy child in this whole thing. And then another shortcoming that we sometimes pick is that in the past, I remember my daughter who's 23 now, when she was in preschool, they used to be taught all the safeties, and I think most of these ECDs are not doing that anymore. Because I have a 7-year-old, she never said to me, the police came, they taught us 1, 2, 3, 4. I think we also need to focus on that, that they don't do those programs anymore at an ECD level, at the preschools and the creches and everything. Thank you.
We have added a lot of things.
I propose that we adopt the focus areas, and then after that we can do the other things.
Oh, it has been seconded and said and for that, and Mom Kaula is agreeing also. Your name in order to be recorded?
My name is Maidi Dorothy Mabilez.
I need somebody who did, yeah. Huh? Oh, you have seconded all of it. Your name?
Siliesta Mutsipe. I second.
Oh, Siliesta Mutsipe. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Program won't go wrong. We'll go and ask for funding then. Thank you. Is there something burning that we need to discuss? I've seen Honorable Majake, I've seen Honorable Lucas, that's right, and Makaul. Okay. I'll hear from them.
No, it was before adopting. What I wanted to say was that the observation is that we worry too much about where, what fits where. As long as we adopt our priorities, then we will streamline our work. Because everything from NDP to all these international human rights treaties and protocols, they are interrelated. If you look at the MDGs, the SDGs, they will talk to the Beijing platform for action. They will talk to AU policies. So basically, I think at the end of the day, what's important is us agreeing on the priorities. And then we will then look at how we actually streamline our work so that we don't stress about what can be left behind.
Thank you.
These areas are so interrelated.
Thank you very much. Makaula? And then 1, 2, 3, 4, please. Oh, and you. Makaula. You will close. Another bite. There are those that didn't say anything since we were here. That's why I was trying to give them a chance, please. Yes. Makaula, I know that you can speak English. I know very well. Can you try a little bit so that we can understand you, all of us? That's my humble... I know you.
I know Makaoli.
Or
you will end up talking.
All
right, okay.
Okay. Ngenkulu inhlonipho ngithi mina khona udaba oluyibhening isho oluthinta abantu besifazane lapha engikukhulunywa khona ukuthi bayashawa emaplazini lolu daba ngikaze ngibone likhuluma nalolu ke lezindlu
what's that farm workers
yes.
Makaula, you are covered. Is there? Yeah. Then you will elaborate on it. Is
mina,
there?
No, you can do what you mean as that. Yeah, and you're speaking, you're going to do this. Then shortly after, I think I guess you're going to see the Guma Portfolio Committee. She lost Sala Panzila. She Kuluma. I guess Kuluma and Lagwitch is the one that Jan Zikonani man as Zokambis and then all. Sigma oversight, siyahamba sinikhombise uyabona la kuneyinkinga la sikwazi ukuyisolve ngoba mina ngiyibone lento izosiza ukuthi la sizohlala la silo sixoxa sibuka amaphepha sihlala mina wena uyazazi ezinye besiyibona leyithinta lento yokuthuthukisa abantu besifazane abantu abagcine ukuthola usebenzisulu zokureshwa yonke into emapulazini bayahlukumezeka abantu nanezindlu abahlala kuzona sihlala bayahlukumezeka bengithi mina ke sikwenze manje ukuthi ake siphumene siye ukuhlala laphansi
thank you Makaoli
namajoyinti ke nithini nina njengoba sabantu besifazane lamajoyinti avulwa 24 hours lawa njengoba sikhala ngokuthi abantu besifazane bayareshwa bayabulawa ingawo nabo ayingxenye
thank you Makaoli I think all those things are covered here. It needs
no,
all of
us.
It needs all of us to work on these things. We don't have to blame anyone. We need to go out, all of us. We identify these issues because they are happening where we are staying. So it's us who will make sure that we deal with these issues. All of us, as women of South Africa. At the back there, are you still on the line?
Thank you, Chair. Finally. A chairperson, I'm not going to say what I wanted to say, except that when we talk about women in farms and in domestic sector, can we club it as women in vulnerable sectors? Because we would lose some people in vulnerable sectors that your EPWP and other vulnerable women. And when we talk about gender sensitivity in terms of parliament, can we use, instead of parliament, refer to all workplaces? Because that's going to be conclusive and then we can have a holistic look at those issues. And also, Chair, just one quick one. I don't hear in the public domain the outcry about the reverend that has been raped on the church precinct, and I think no one is talking about it, and I think it's really getting out of hand with this new phenomenon. It's in the Eastern Cape that it has happened this week. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
These things. There is that hand, and...
Thank you, Chair. My name is Carol Piri from Limpopo. I'm not going to focus on the focus areas because we've adopted that. I need clarity. What's your person? Nandi Ko Founder Kana says, Indi Musha and Baramunde. Una Zitus Nizha Koko Nakovanga, Azi Chimuru Uringan, Azi Ariadan. Ova Namafunga are. Chifono wakana mupondo oje yao kakampati ya Western Cape. Wabana upala uru, una delegation ya baso yu, unoko ya mutani, yoko ya ka memorial services, waba ziko sunye za parlamende, iko lila na hoyo muta. Na mutu niko amba, nga mutu oje yao, kala njere. Una delegation, yoya hona, kana una delegation ine ya khadiya ya vaswa as much as na bone sa mudula chiduro wa mafungo avafuma kasi ari one territory hezo zwiitiwa ulingana kana ndinga uri ni khosedza province nkenena ngori rine sa vembe Limpopo ro sedza nangona ngari una delegation yo ba legislature ri khwamba nga parliament ari tritiwa ulingana vo chapitse ndo livhu.
Thank you very much. Okay, all right. In brief, ne, she was saying that there was an issue of a lady that has been killed. Honorable Majake, are you in? Are you explaining to her? I'm saying, she was saying there was a lady that has been killed at the post office. From that one, I said I don't understand, ma. The lady was raped and killed. Delegation from Parliament went there to attend the memorial service and whatever. Now there is this lady who has been killed on Sunday, over the weekend, the past weekend. She wanted to know whether there is a delegation from Parliament that will go to that family like we did with Uinene. If there is no delegation, why are we not treated the same as provinces? Or why our learners not treated the same or equally so? I don't have an answer, because even previously, I heard that there is a delegation. I wasn't part of the delegation, but I heard. On Tuesday, I think I went to sit with the chief whip to say there is this that I heard over the radio. There is a lady who has been stabbed 52 times. She's dead. She's from Njelele in the province, blah, blah, blah. And I heard that memorial service, it will be on a Wednesday. She said, no, if a comrade can go and attend the funeral, it will be fine. That's the answer that I got that day. But if there is a delegation up to so far, I don't know. But I think we need to follow it up, because we can't say we want to treat issues differently. We need to attend to issues the same. Can I go to the deputy chairperson? I'm not opening up a discussion, but she was raising a concern.
Can I clarify the issue of the delegation?
Can I
clarify it?
Can you do it after I've spoken? Because I want to go to the conference.
I just wanted to say, Ma'am Lucas, that it was done through the office of the chief whip. So it was not the parliament thing. It was the chief whip of the ruling party that had done that delegation. So it's a matter of the ANC, not for this forum. Thank you.
No. It can't be correct. It can't be correct to say, as women, there are something that will be treated on the other side. It can't be correct, comrade. It can't. Can I give honourable member
thank you very much, please, Chairperson. We are going to leave now after everyone has said what they want to say, and they won't listen to the other people. Yeah. That is the one thing that is concerning me. I don't want to come to a meeting that people feel they can just do whatever they want to. And they undermine us here when we are here to discuss very serious things. The only thing that I want, women, is for us, we will be the ones that can change this sketch. But we will have to begin to listen to one another and become focused. Because the problem is, we are not focused. There is this focus areas. The steering committee must go back and allocate work to women that are serving in the different select and in portfolio and in standing committees. And that is where we need to address everything. We cannot duplicate what we are going to do. As a multi-party women's caucus, we are here to make sure, as women, we influence the agenda not only of our parties, but also of our committees and of parliament. It's very important. So I know some of you can speak better English than us, but it's fine, I can speak better Nama than you, and no one of you can speak Nama.
So there is one thing that I want to say. Let us listen to one another. And then, Chairperson, I not to keep all of you here, but I think we need to come back to the discussion they spoke about the ad hoc committee and about the issue of legislation on femicide. That was one of the issues that was also there. We need to come back to that one. But the issue is that in the last meeting we requested that when all is said and done, we must have a workshop so that we can properly discuss our program of action around the areas that we identify. Let that not fall through the cracks. Please let it be on the agenda. And last but not least, I went to the chief whip, but because of the program that is so busy and so on, we decided to work with the administration. And on Tuesday, 11 o'clock in the old assembly chambers, we will be having a launching of the 365-day campaign against violence against women and children, or gender-based violence, as you mentioned it now. From there, the multi-party women's caucus, the women's committee, whoever, and also we will run an online campaign from time to time, messages from parliament that will speak about gender-based violence and things like that. But let us have this campaign as a serious activist parliament. And let us not just come and speak, tear mekaar, and go out of here, and there is nothing that we see happening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we are closing. Is there something that you want to talk about now? I agree with you, Makaula. I want to close this meeting. No, I see your hand, but you have given several times to talk. Why can't we agree?
Chairperson,
can I close the meeting, please?
Yes.
If there is something that one need to understand, will come to me or whoever, member of the steering committee. The issue is, as the steering committee, we are going to sit and look into the four focus areas that we agreed upon. If there is something that we need to add up, honourable members, let's add up. If there is something that we feel it has been left out, let's meet with the steering committee in order to add. Lastly, the issue of workshop. We'll plan it together. I think there is a necessity for us to have that workshop in order to understand these issues.
Clearly.
We do have issues, but it's like we don't understand them. One will say this, the other one will say that, and we'll end up agreeing on all these issues. So I think the issue of workshop, we need to arrange it, but the issue of the focus areas, the steering committee will sit and draft it. Then we've already adopted the four focus areas that I'm talking about. The meeting agenda.